Welcome all to our new limud, our new learning of a new sefer, a new book, written by Rabbi David Sutton, and it's titled The Daily Dose of Bitachon. Subject line is Filling Your Day with Trust and Reliance on Hashem. Hopefully we'll spend a little bit of time each day going through the chapters, the short little snippets of ideas, and we'll finish off with, I guess, an idea that we could work on implementing the chapter's message. As is every sefer, every book has an introduction, and so it's only appropriate to start with the introduction. And it reads on page 17 of the book, if you have it, feel free to follow along. When the Brisker Rav first married, his wealthy father-in-law gave him a gift meant to free him of financial worries. As the son of Rav Chaim Brisker and the grandson of the Beis Halevi, the Brisker Rav was destined for greatness, and now he would have peace of mind to pursue his destiny undisturbed. His generous wedding gift was an entire block of real estate in Warsaw. The Brisker Rav's only concern would be to manage the property. However, to ensure that he would be completely free of business concerns, he hired a property manager to oversee the real estate. Then, World War I broke out, and the Rav had to flee. When he returned after the war, he couldn't find a property manager anywhere. He went to the Department of Records and discovered that the manager had forged the Brisker Rav's signature, transferred all the titles in his own name, left the buildings for his own children to manage, and swindled the Rav out of all of his property. The Brisker Rav was now penniless. What did he do? He opened the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos and reviewed Shar HaBitachon 10 times, until he knew it almost by heart. He later made the following statement. Until now, I thought that a wealthy man is someone who owns a block of Warsaw. But now I know that a truly wealthy man is someone who is fluent in Shar HaBitachon. His Bitachon will bring him peace of mind, serenity, tranquility, and happiness. What is the power of Chovos HaLevavos, and in particular Shar HaBitachon? What is there in this teaching that can turn us from bitterness to contentment, from doubt to tranquility? We only discover the answer by learning it, whether we are aspiring to reach the heights of the Brisker Rav or just trying to live our ordinary lives on the higher plane, the Sefer speaks to us. Rav Yosef Cairo, the author of the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, was known to have an angel, a Magid, who visited him by night to reveal to him special secrets and guide him toward even higher levels of purity and wisdom. The Beis Yosef recorded these visitations in the diary. After his death, his children found the diary and published it under the title Magid Meisharim. Among the esoteric secrets, the Magid imparted to his illustrious student, the leader of his generation and author of the Sefer that guides our Torah observance until this day, was a piece of advice a Beis Medrash Rebbe might give to a struggling student. Learn the concise Chovos HaLevavos in a bridge version of the entire book to be completed every 30 days. Why did a heavenly being descend to this world to recommend the Sefer? The angelic Magid's endorsement tells us that the wisdom within its pages is wisdom we must know if we want to succeed in our spiritual mission in this world. Rav Elie Lopian offers the following mashal, the following example. Imagine that an ancient manuscript by an unknown author is found. As we skim the first pages, we find an endorsement from a great rabbi, such as the Chidah or the Rambam. Even without knowing the identity of the author, we would certainly want to read the manuscript. If the great rabbi found it worthy, surely we will too. Rav Elie Lopian explains that the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos has been endorsed by an angel sent by God. Thus we see that Hashem is telling us that this is a must-read book, a most powerful validation. It's enlightening to realize that someone of Rav Yosef Cairo's immense stature was always working on himself and striving to grow. Towards this goal, the angel advised him, read one segment of the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos every day. It will conquer your Yetzer Hara. Daily review is essential because, as we will learn regarding Musar, and more specifically, Bitachon, if we don't continually work at it and talk about it, the inspiration wears off. Rav Shlomo Volbi related that Rav Chaim of Volozhin was once listening to a shir by the Vilna Gaon. At that time, Rav Chaim had leeches on his skin. It was believed in those days that there was medicinal benefit to having leeches suck out some blood. During the shir, Rav Chaim realized that since his health and well-being depended on Hashem, he did not need the leeches, and so he removed them. Later that day, someone who had been with Rav Chaim earlier saw that he put the leeches back on his skin. He asked Rav Chaim what changed. While I was listening to the Gaon, he explained, I felt enough bitachon that I could remove them. But now, I don't feel at such a high level, but I need them again. A person's own level of bitachon fluctuates. Therefore, his required amount of hishtadlus might change from one day to the next, or even, in Rav Chaim of Elazhin's case, from one part of the day to the next. Bitachon is not a yes or no one-time acquisition. Rather, it is something we must build and reinforce day by day. It starts as a flimsy structure easily shaken by the strong wind of life's challenges. However, each challenge reveals where the structure's weak points are to be found, directing us to places that need strengthening. Little by little, we find that our building is becoming a mighty fortress, which can shelter us in peace and security no matter what life brings. If we look at this introduction, we see something so, so beautiful. The very first story that we saw, the story of the Brisker Rav losing all of his property, we see that the way to overcome that challenge, the way for the Brisker Rav to be able to come to terms with the reality and the gravity of the situation, was to open up Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaBitachon, and learn it 10 times. Why 10 times? I don't think that the answer is in the number of times, but I think it is in the idea. Rav Chaim Brisker understood that these words, this Torah, this Sefer, this chapter that we're about to learn together, has the answers to help me overcome this. And if I don't understand it, and if I'm not okay after the first time I learned it, I have to go at it again a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time, and 10 times. But the beauty is that realizing that the words of this chapter, the words of the Sefer that we're about to learn together, has the answer that we need. Not just that of Chaim Brisker, but ourselves as well. It's normal for us to be challenged. For us to weather the storm, we need to know that we have the right tools. This Sefer that we're about to start learning together has the right tools for us. I look forward to learning together and growing together. Have an amazing day.